Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back to week 4 of our Lenten Reflections on Mary. Today we come to the final words we hear Mary say in Sacred Scripture. We find this in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, the story of the wedding in Cana. I'll read the passage. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to them, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. When the head waiter tasted the water that became wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when the people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. 9 simple words. They have no wine, and do whatever he tells you. You know, John is the only one of the 4 Gospel writers who recounts this story. Perhaps because after he was the one who took Mary into his own home, after Jesus, from the cross, said to him, "Behold your mother," and to Mary, "Behold your son," it must have been one of Mary's favorite stories. At this wedding feast, attended by Mary, Jesus, and the apostles, a dreadful and embarrassing predicament for the bride and groom occurs. They are out of wine. Remember that a wedding feast at that time, and in that culture, lasted up to 7 days. And running out of wine was a very big deal. So Mary approaches Jesus about it, which means that she must have known his ability to perform miracles. But he hadn't yet done any in public, since he hadn't planned to begin his public ministry yet. His hour had not yet come. Mary's plea to Jesus to solve this embarrassing problem is a perfect example of feminine diplomacy. She doesn't tell him what to do. She doesn't argue or plead. She doesn't lay a guilt trip on him. She simply states a fact. They have no wine. Such a prayer shows great faith. She doesn't add anything to this, because she knows Jesus well. She knows his compassion. She simply looks at him knowingly as a mother looks at her son, but also as a subject knows her king. Jesus' first response tests her faith. It's essentially, "That may be your problem, but it's not mine." But she doesn't take this for a final answer. She knows him too well for that. Her response is not to argue, but to know that his eventual response will be the opposite of his first, that he will indeed see this as his problem, not just hers, because her problem is his problem. He knows her so well that he knows how well she knows him. No one in all the universe knows Jesus better than his mother. And the fact that Jesus alters his plans to begin his public ministry because of Mary's gentle intercession should give us great confidence in Mary's prayer power. Mary can change Jesus' mind. He just can't say no to her. He's the Lord of the universe, but Mary is the mother of the Lord of the universe. He's the head of the church, which is his body, and Mary symbolizes the church, but Mary is the neck that can turn the head. What Mary says next is not said to him. She knows there's no more need for conversation between them. Instead, she gives the waiters the best commandment anybody ever gave anybody, the very best advice in the whole world, advice that summarizes and contains absolutely everything in the life of a Christian in one short sentence. Do whatever he tells you. Those are Mary's last recorded words. John records them because he knows they are not just for the waiters at the feast, but for all Christians, for the whole church, and every single individual in it, down to the end of time. It's the only advice that no one could possibly go wrong in following. It's the whole meaning of life, and the secret to becoming a saint, simply obeying this one commandment, saying to the man who was and is God, "Thy will be done," with all your soul and mind and strength. So how does this story fit in the Lenten season? Well, it begins with Jesus' words at the wedding feast, "My hour has not yet come," and culminates with his final words on the cross, "It is finished." So what is this hour that Jesus is referring to? Jesus used the word hour often in relation to his passion and death. The night of the Last Supper, he prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him." The working of the first miracle at Cana was the beginning of the hour. The final words of Jesus from the cross was the end of that hour. The passion was finished. The water had been changed into wine, the wine into blood. It is perfected. The work is done. Once again, as in last week, I'd like to turn to the words of the venerable Fulton Sheen, and I quote, "From these words, the lesson emerges that between the beginning of our assigned duties and their completion and perfection, there intervenes an hour or a moment of mortification, sacrifice, and death. No life is ever finished without it. Between the Cana, when we launch the vocation of our lives, and that moment of triumph, when we can say we succeeded, there must come the interval of the cross. Our Lord could have had no other motive in asking us to take up our cross daily than to perfect ourselves," unquote. Our challenge this week is to obey our Blessed Mother's last words in the Gospel, "Listen to him," and to embrace our hour of mortification and sacrifice in this Lenten season with a spirit of love, patience, and surrender. Thanks again for tuning in. I look forward to being with you next Saturday. May God bless you and keep you.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.